Tonight I'll sleep in this old house where dreams were built up from the ground. A castle built up in the clouds eventually must fall. Tomorrow I'll wake up and wish that the slipper never fit. And maybe someday I'll forget we ever loved it all. Remember what it felt like.
Hey guys, you are now tuning to the Chef Talks Radio Show. My name is Chef and I am your gracious host again. We are back by popular demand. And today is a special episode because we're going to be talking about money and the balance in your life. This is a great episode. My name is Chef. Looking forward. Of course, you know, this episode is brought to you by Too Legit to Quit. It's a website for business development, web design, copywriting, branding, all in one. So visit www.toolegittoquit.com. Something happened to me today and over the past couple of weeks, and I wanted to talk to you guys about it. By the way, person on the intro is an artist by the name of Katrina Stone. So what exactly happened to me over the past couple of weeks? Well, I had a lot of people inquiring about a podcast about money. And I wanted to make this podcast, and I've made it before, but it got deleted and I'm making it again. This podcast is very special and I'm happy you're here to join me. When we talk about money, a lot of people have different beliefs, different philosophies. And those types of philosophies and beliefs can either make you or destroy you when it comes down to being financially stable. The number one thing that I know that works, that have worked for me in the past, is that when I first started doing this, which is writing down my finances every weekend, in which I write down how much I'm making, how much I'm spending, what I'm planning on saving, and so forth, I've noticed that one thing I had to check with my finance is my ego, meaning I am always, in a sense, when I wasn't doing so good with the finance, trying to keep up with the other people that I've seen. A myth that you should avoid when it comes down to finances is trying to be like everyone else. Keep in mind, your job is different, the way that you spend money is different, and most of the time, the way that you think about money is different from the other person. But in reality, money is exactly the same. Meaning $20 is still $20, $5 is still $5. It's your ability to use that money that's going to make a difference in how you live financially stable. So more thoughts on this, right? So how you value your money is based on how you spend it. If you truly value the amount of money in your life, you will choose wisely how to spend it. But that's not always the case, because you got to understand there's a lot of people competing for the money that you have. But the best thing you can do first is to save your money when you first get it. Now, putting down $10 or $20 and however X is going to be able to save per month can help you into driving that success. Giving up certain things is important. A lot of people say quit doing certain things. I say find a balance between what you need and you want. Money is the goal, but at the end of the day, you have to know what you're gonna do with your money. So there's a common myths about money, such as people promising you're gonna get rich quick overnight, people thinking that if they just spend the money, they'll find a way to make it back. And we're talking about credit cards and running up the credit card, maxing it out, and things of that sort. The truth about it is, if you have money moves in place, and money move is going to help you. Money moves are the things that you write down that are going to bring income. So strategies that you write down that's going to bring income and that you're over 80% sure that it's going to work. Think about where you are to find out where you need to go. I always say this, a farmer that has a bunch of sheep Can I give away 8 sheep if you only have 6? So think about where you are with your money, write down your finances every week, and plan out what is it's going to take you to increase your income if that's what you're doing. Finances is complicated because things are super expensive these days, but more importantly, lack of understanding of how to actually become rich is out there, and I can sense it, and I understand that people are living paycheck to paycheck. So I want to provide you something absolutely for free. I just want to say this is broken down into 3 different segments, 3 different podcasts, and I wanted to give you guys something because I know finance is important, but we can't just take it without understanding the elements of it. So I've broken down this in the free course on self-love, self-love journey on my website. And there you can actually take a step-by-step free class. And in that free class, we'll talk about confidence. We'll also talk about, you know, self-love, but also money is a part of all this. It's the balance of money and your life. So I want to give you guys that 100% free. And included is going to be a book about money that can dive into this element just a little bit more. So that way you guys have a step-by-step program that can give you more of an insight into money. Because I think one podcast and one episode is not going to cut it. So go to www.toolegittoquit. That's TOOLEGIT2QUIT.com. And click on the classes and you'll be able to request to join that free class. And I will know that you come from this podcast. It's time to take action. Because I talk to a lot of people, and one thing that they don't quite understand is how easy it is and how hard it can be to get out of financial issues. So I want to make something more interactive, and that's where the free course comes in. I want you guys to check it out. Just a warning, I'm not a financial advisor. However, I have done very well. I've managed my time very well and getting better day by day as we progress through this thing. And I have some insights for you guys. So please check it out. Thank you for tuning in. This is a special episode, and I want you guys to check out the other episodes in this segment. Looking forward to speaking with you guys again soon. See you in the next one.